Good morning. It's nice to have you with us. I must say, you look a lot better than the last time I saw you. There we go. All right, just to give you an idea, we're very blessed this morning because Anna has come to share her testimony. She says she did not want to come and share her testimony until she had the proof in her hands of what God has done for her. The proof is here. Ladies, I want you to come more this side, if you don't mind. And I want to ask, when you speak, please keep the microphone close. The reason is we are recording this, and if it doesn't come through the speakers, then people are not going to hear anything. All right, so Anna came to us for the first time. It was in January, right?
No.
When was it?
No, it was March. First week of March.
First week of March. All right, that goes to show you must all pray for my memory. But anyway, she came to us earlier this year and she had a very, very, very big problem. The doctors had given her 3 months to live. And I think when you hear those words come from the mouth of another person, that must put a lot of fear, panic, stress, worry, anxiety, what into you. I'm not going to say much. I'm going to let her speak. And then what I'm going to do is, while you're talking, if I want to ask a question, I'm just going to ask you to elaborate a little bit. But Anna, these are the people. This is Anna. And we're going to give God the opportunity to bless you with her testimony. Let's give Anna a big hand. Let's give God an even bigger hand. Manuela, maybe you can just start off. That you knew about. Tell the people why you felt that she needed to come here, and then Anna will share her part.
Anna came to me. She was already sick, I think, for about 6 months. When I saw her, I had a shock because I didn't know. We don't see each other, you know, very often. So when I saw her, I said, "What happened?" And she told me that she was diagnosed with stage 4 to 5. Cancer of the cervix, and it was spreading to the lungs. And when I saw that, straight away I said, you know, I know where you must come. You must come to our ministry, and so that we can, you know, God can heal you. But she was very weak. You know, I then told her that the pastor could go to her house, and she still said she was very weak. She could not make it. So I left it, but I asked for prayer, and I kept on praying for her. And in March, first week of March, she came to the concert, and then she said, "I'm ready. I've finished my last." She had eight sessions of chemotherapy, and she had finished the last one. And then the doctor said she had to go and do the RMI, MRI. So then we brought her here. When we were praising and worshiping, she was sitting because she was so weak, and I wasn't even looking at her. And when we heard bump, and she just fell on the floor. Then Rianne came to her and he prayed, and then, you know, that's, she's healed. It was right there and then, and she can tell you what happened. Amen. She's completely clear.
Anna, tell us in your own words. You shared with me. I like the way you shared it. If you can share that with us, and then if I want to ask a question, I will.
I'm going to say, I'm not very well, but I'm going to try, and I try to you to understand, because it's not only Buddhist, it's Yahweh. I try. Okay, first thing I wanted to say, thank you to God from... Because I opened the heart to him, and he's him, and he listens all the time when I put my knees in the floor. And I also thanks for all the prayers, because Manuela tell me everybody's pray for me from Portugal, from all of. It's the first time I give my testimony here now in this moment. I don't share for anybody, and first I wanted to come here.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, in January last year, middle of January, I passed the Christmas very well, nothing wrong. And one day for another, I start to, don't pee. And the following day, just because I'm doing translation in the clinics and I know a lot of doctors, I went to the clinic to see a patient there. And I tell the doctor to pray, I play with him. He said, "Doctor, I don't pee from yesterday. Can you give me something?" And he said, "You don't pee, but why you don't pee?" I said, "I don't know." And he said, "Okay, give a test first." I did, the nurse come in, take the test. I can pee, but I try. And after 10 minutes, the nurses call me, say, "Doctor, I want to see you." "Okay, I come." And he said, "Anna, what's wrong? What you feel?" I said, "I don't feel anything. I just don't pee." And he said, "Okay, going to doing a sound. Okay, ultrasound. Going to downstairs." And I went there. I passed one room to another because everybody knows me there and everybody start to worry, and I just started to be worried also. And the doctor said, "Anna, called your son because you needed to go into the machine to do a CAT scan." And I went, the funds is organized, and I went to do it. When I come, it's like a sentence, when you go into the court and you receive a sentence. And the doctor said he wanted to speak to the three sons, and I went there, and I'm just there, and the doctor said to them, "Your mother is very sick, and you have to do something straight away, because the way I see it is, yeah, it's that one accident. It's like a sentence, this paper, this piece of paper, yeah. And you have 3 months to live." And I just start laughing. My sons is crying, another one is worried, and I start laughing. I said, "Why God? Why is me? Because I never sick. I never went to the doctors. I'm only doing checkups. I don't feel anything. I don't feel pain. Why I'm going to die?" I start doing some questioning. And this day, I went to the bridge. And I want to kill myself. I said, "No, I have 3 grandchildren, so small. I want to see them to grow. Why God taking my life away?" And something came to my mind. He said, some voice, I don't know. He came to me, he said, "No, it's not the time yet. Go back." I come home, and I don't know, it's some CD. I give to the pastor.
I'll play it for you just now.
I close in my car and I put it the CD in my car and I just listen to the CD. I start the first. When it come to the third, and I said, "Now my victory, I'm going to receive it. It's in the song number 3. It's my victory, and I'm going to believe because I think my life is finished, but it's not finished. And this song tell you this: your life is not finished." And I carry on. I went to the doctor and I said, "Doctor, I don't have money because the first operation is $82,000. Because in the meantime, after 24 hours, my time is coming, like 9 months pregnant woman. And my cancer is already really below it. And the money is dead and dead." And I went to the doctor and I said, "Doctor, I don't have money to be in operation." He said, "You have to be." And he said, "Go." He said, "Call your son." My son is coming. He said, "This is the name of the doctor, this professor. He's the one. Maybe he can save your mom." I said, "Doctor, he's not the only this doctor. This doctor is not going to be alone. He's going to have somebody next to him to go to operate me." And I went to Pretoria, and I have the first operation in April. And I'm out to start chemo. I started taking it so difficult for me, so difficult. I have like 6 hours chemo plus the platinum. And some people start with me, it's not make it. But me, I have the strength, and always I pray to the Lord to give me the motivation to go back again there. Because when you come three weeks, you go there and I said, "Oh, I mean, we're not already. Try to pick up and eat something." He's already have to go to have another one. And like I come in October, I did another operation. When them take me out, clean the cut. He said clean it. No, it's try to clean it, everything. And I finished chemo in December with 29 kilos.
You weighed 29 kilos.
Wow. In December, in the 12th of December. I don't have white cells, I don't have red cells, everything in the red. And they admit me, and he needed blood transfusion, and them is don't in the time funds is not have, and but he's coming the last minute because he said no blood is no, I can't save her. I said no, I'm waiting. God is going to provide something for me, and the funds is coming, and I have this blood transfusion and the six bags. I need it. But in the second bag, I already start to feel my body's pick up, you know. Yeah, already start to have some color. The nurse said, look, she's red already, you know. I already start to be color in my face. And, God. I said, this blood must come because I know Christian Ronaldo is give blood to donate blood to University of Pretoria, and I've been operated there, and when I'm big. And I said, I pray, and I said, this is the blood for Christian Ronaldo because this blood is already doing something for me. And everybody's laughing there, you know. And she's, oh, she's talking now, you know, and because I already have a lot of strength. And I finish, I come home, and I started to be, and Manuel said, come to my shirt, come there. And I said, listen, the time to go there is coming. I'm not in the time now because I tell you why. Everybody when see me said, shine, shine. I can't hear this thing now anymore, this word for me. Because everybody said, shine, shine, shine. And I don't want a new body to sleep for it. Sorry for myself. That's why I said to Manuel in March, and I said, no, I'm ready to go there because I feel it. I needed something else. When I go, because it's 3 months, is in March, to have the CAT scan, the MRI again, to see all the things he's got, the roots, or what's happened after the operation, and the chemo. I went to do it, the Akamia, and I said, Manuel, I'm coming, and I'm coming. When I come, ask pastor to pray for me. In the moment I started to pray, yeah, and already feel it, something inside me, something different. Okay? Something different. When the pastor came and pray for me, I open my heart. I open complete. And I said, God, I have to receive it. And I want it. I don't make 3 months. I'm already past 1 year. Please, God, from my top of my head and to the top of my tongue, I want it to be cured. I want it when I'm going to do it inside the skin, I want it to be cured. And I let pray for me. Accept, and I start to feel it, something inside me, like something boiling inside me. I don't know, it's boiling inside me, and I can see it from the top here, in my chest to down, and I feel it. And I went home the following day. This is coming Sunday, and the following in Monday, I start to be with the Lord daily. I never see it, this thing, and I said, I tell my kids, I don't know what's come out of me, but this thing black like that, black and stinks, I promised you, stinks.
Can I just say, she was saying to me outside when she was sharing her testimony that apparently I said to her, I actually do remember that now that you mentioned it, that she must just be aware that probably after what happened with the way God is going to work in her, she might feel worse before she feels better. All right, so you actually did experience that.
Yes, you told me, and I phoned to Manuela, because Manuela said, what you feel coming? And I said, listen, I feel like vomit and diarrhea. And he said, remember, Pastor Ryan told you, you're going to feel maybe something different. God is going to work with you in this days. Okay, for 1 week, maybe you feel it something different. And this is what is I feel it. I feel it. And Monday, I started. And what I eat, I think I'm out. I eat something. I drink water. Yeah, I ran to the toilet. And I said, what's going on with me? I said, God, you're working with me. I accepted anything. Tuesday, Wednesday, the same. Thursday, the same. Friday.
Before things get better, they will get worse.
Yeah, he told me that.
Can I just say something for the people, for them to know? Sometimes when we pray for people, cancer is a poison. Okay, it's a demon to some extent, but it's a poison. And for the poison to come out, it has to come out somehow. It doesn't just disappear. You're either going to let it out the bottom or you're going to let it out the top. And like she says she'd never seen anything like that come out of her body. She says it looked like tar.
Yes.
It was black.
Stinks.
And she says if you smell it, you could die. Stinks. And that is the essence of the cancer. And it took a week for God to flush her body to get all of that stuff out.
Only it stinks. When my kids come home, they say, Mommy, please put spray. What's going on here? Close the toilet. I said, I don't know what is happened to me, but it's, I don't know. I can't go out, no way, because I'm scared you don't have toilet and I have to run to the toilet. This is what he said. I called the doctor and I said, he said to me, I called the doctor to the hospital. I said, doctor, is something I have to take something for daddy because he stopped. He said, no, you won't come out, let come out. And I said, okay, I come out, drink a lot of water. Okay, I drink a lot of water. And carry on. Okay, he stopped. By the weekend, he stopped. And I promised you Monday, the following Monday, already drive the kids for school. I carry on my normal life. And I eat like a mad one today. And my kids, he said, Mommy, you must stop. Just slow down because you don't know the results. You don't do it yet, the MRI. Please just cool down, what you do? I said, no, I'm feeling okay. I don't know, I'm feeling not energy. I'm okay. Okay, and I went to do in the MRI. And in the first time, I'm anxious because I didn't take the results the first time. I have to wait. And I went to the checker to see the doctor. And I'm going to see blood pressure and all the stuff, take the blood. And he put it, I'm going to the scan. He said, wow, you're 49 kilos. Because the last one is in December, in January is 29, 32, you know? And I said, oh, well, it's 49 kilos. Oh, you're good. Okay. When you open the computer to tell me the result, I start like ancient dog. And he opened, he start to hear that. He said, oh, what's going on? And I start to cry because I think maybe something is going to tell me bad news, you know. And he said, oh, don't cry. You must be happy. You must jump in. I said, why? Because it's a miracle. I can see you don't have nothing. You're clear. All of your work. Because you have all the patience and you give the correct medication because God is not alone. You have to do it also. You have to believe it and open the heart to receive.
Amen.
To receive.
God is good. Anna. One thing that is important that I think everybody, you know what, sometimes people ask the question, does God still heal? Yes, God still heals. But I want you to understand something. Just because God still heals doesn't mean everybody's going to get healed. One thing that Anna had that was important, she had faith.
Faith.
The devil did try and steal her faith. When she was standing on that bridge to jump off, that was the devil saying to her, why don't you just make an end to it now? You don't want to go through the suffering.
Yes.
But God spoke to her heart. And God said to her, no, you have more to live for.
Yes.
And she had to make a choice. And you know what? Everybody is like that. When sickness comes, we must make a choice. Do I want to fight or am I going to give in? Anna said, I will fight. And you heard she had to go through 6 rounds of chemo and
eight
rounds of chemo, and she weighed 29 kilograms. You know, that little boy sleeping there probably weighs more than 29 kilograms. That's nothing. That's just skin and bone.
Yes.
And she still went on. Anna, I actually want to talk about this because I actually feel it is important and I want people to know how you were healed. I accept that the doctors played a role. I accept that your medication helped you to some extent. But from where I come from, the hand of healing was
gone. Yes,
God.
He's God. I believe
when she came to us that day, when I prayed for her, I remember it looked like an electrical shock went into her body. She went down, she was very frail. And the thing is, I actually thought to myself, when she hit the deck that hard, I thought, oh, she's going to break, you know. But she didn't. But there was so much power that went into her body. And she was stuck, we spoke about it now, for almost 6 hours. She was stuck on the floor. She could not move. She could not get up. I went to speak to her once or twice, and she said, Pastor, it feels like I'm being pinned down, and something is happening inside me where I have the cancer. And she felt...
boiling.
She says it felt like she was boiling inside, that like it was, everything was boiling. And that was the hand of God.
Yes.
And you know what I believe God was doing? God was loosening all the cancerous material. He was taking it and he was putting it all together, because in the week it would come out. And you know what? Probably when I said those words to her, it was God just giving her some peace. Listen, yeah, don't freak out when you see what happens this week, because yes, it's going to be bad when it comes out, but once it's gone, it's gone.
It's gone.
And you know what? We all have to give glory to God, because if somebody asks you, oh, but does God still heal?
Yes.
You can say yes.
It's yes.
Because yes, this woman, there's her test. Your cancer count went from 12,000 down to 10.
To 10, yeah. Her also, my blood count now in a is moment 10. Is 10.
Give the Lord a big hand.
9.
In January last year, 12,985 counts my blood cancer, and now in the moment when I take it to the March is 10, 9.9 something is 10, and the doctor said, Anna, don't be so happy, and because don't jump, because it can come back. I said, doctor, stop right there. Stop. I'm cured. You told me I'm cured because it's God is helping. And he helped you to cure. He's there behind you all the time. And he said, you believe it? I said, I believe it. And I proved to you. You got to prove it. He said to me, a lot of people start with you, Anna. And he never make it the 3 sections of chemo. And he's younger than me. I'm 16. And he start with me like 30, 20. One girl, he start with me the same thing. And he's 29 years old. And she's passed away in September.
Amen. Anna? From my understanding, God healed you of stage 4 to 5 cancer in less than a month. Am I correct?
Yes.
I want us to give the Lord glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Now, Anna, your life is a miracle.
Amen.
You are a walking testimony.
Amen.
And I want to encourage you, wherever you go, you share this testimony.
I do it.
It gives hope.
I do it.
And it gives glory to God.
That's why first I wanted to come here to do my testimony. And now, from now on, I can't speak to because I'm being away. And you know, I close myself away for all this month. And because I don't want that nobody give me a negative way and give me shame because his daughter told everybody, say, oh, shame, Anna. Oh, shame. I don't like, I don't. This thing, it made me, my heart so, and I cried. And that's why I put me away. And when I'm ready to come, I come. Now I can't just move myself. And everybody, when it's the situation, have to open the heart.
Anna? Thank you for coming and sharing your testimony with us. God bless you. I'm going to play the song. Before I play the song, let's talk. You know, Anna received what could be considered to be a death sentence. She was given 3 months to live. And she was told that there's nothing that they can really do. Anna had to make a choice whether she wanted to trust God or not. And maybe in a moment of weakness, yes, she went to that bridge and she said, maybe I should just, that was the voice of the enemy. But the voice of God also spoke to her, and the voice of God said to her, there is still hope. And I want to say that to everybody that is young. As long as there's life, there's hope. But hope must be in Christ. Hope must be in God. Hope must not be in man or any man-given procedure or anything to that effect, because ultimately there is only one healer. His name is Jesus Christ. He is risen from the dead. He saves today and heals today, just like he saved and healed 2,000 years ago. Jesus' words still ring true, but when the Son of Man returns, will he still find faith? One thing about Anna that I heard both in her testimony now and when she spoke to me outside, she had faith. I like what she said. She didn't want to go out because people were negative all the time. And she didn't want that negativity to rub off on her. She made a decision, even if I have to lock myself in the house and I'm going to have faith in God, then I'm going to do that. And sometimes that's necessary because people don't always understand. But God honored her faith. And God healed her. And I like what she said to me. She said when the doctor looked at the screen, he went closer and he said, hey, but how's this possible? And then she was panicking. She thought to herself, she's got more bad news. He said to her, no, but this is a miracle. Even the doctor said, but this is a miracle.
Amen.
You know, guys, we serve an awesome God. We serve Jesus Christ, the healer. We serve Jesus Christ, the deliverer, and we serve Jesus Christ, the miracle-working Son of God. And you know, I want to say to you, this is very important. You know, sometimes we listen to a testimony like that and we think, oh, but you know what, after all, it was for that person. No, it's available to you. You know, the Bible says God is not a respecter of man, which means that God doesn't have favorites. There's no reason he will do it for you and for this one and for that one, but not for me or for somebody else. What we need is what they have: faith, trust, hope, and belief. And when you have those in the ingredients of your situation, I want to make you a promise. God is about to transform your situation.
Amen.
She asked me if I could. She says there was 2 songs that she used to play over and over again when she was going through this, and these songs gave her some hope and that they helped her in her faith. I said to her, I can't play both of them now, but I'm going to play the one. Do you want me to play number 1 or number 3? Number 3. Okay, I'm going to play you the number 3.
Avante, você tem que ir. Jesus. Deus é quem te ama e te quer bem. Chuvas de bênçãos Ele tem pra te dar. Você tem que lutar e acreditar que a vitória chegará, pois Jesus é o teu escudo. Então levante e use a sua fé, porque Jesus contigo é, e nele você pode tudo. Os inimigos teus, e você vai passar.